Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. During the pandemic, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week's recipes from East London.
My name's Joshua Ernst-Begler and I'm a director and founder of Angelina Restaurant in Dalston. And today I'm going to share one of our signature dishes, our tempura tomatoes with anchovy pesto. It's a super simple recipe to make at home. It takes a little bit of time, but it's something that you can join and go back to as you go along. The ingredients are quite flexible, so feel free to use whatever you have in the larder. What I'm going to start with is the tomatoes. So we're going to dry the tomatoes very slowly in a low temperature oven. So we're going to start at 100 degrees. And start preheating there. And then for the tomatoes, we're going to look for a good quality heritage tomato with a thick skin, preferably. We're going to look for about 5 to 7 centimeters across, and we're going to cut them in half. We're then going to drizzle a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt, a little bit of thyme. Our secret ingredient in the restaurant is dashi granules, so if you can get those, that's amazing. A little bit of thyme in the spice blender, and then they go on top of the tomatoes as well, just a little bit like seasoning. We then sprinkle over the tomatoes and we place them in a preheated oven to 100 degrees, as I said previously. We leave those for an hour, and then after an hour, we turn down to about 75 degrees and we leave that for 4 or 5 hours. I'm going to move on to how you make the pesto. So again, this is super flexible. Don't panic if there's one ingredient that you're missing. Substitute it for something similar. It's a really fun thing to make. So we start with some Lilliput capers. We then add salted anchovies. We add a big handful of parsley. When I mention these ingredients, I like to go by a large handful, all in equal parts, and then keep tasting as you go along to get it to how you like it. So a handful of Lilliput capers, a handful of salted anchovies, a big handful of parsley, a big handful of mint. If you have a couple of shiso leaves, if not, you can play with any green herb, 2 nice cloves of garlic, some salt, some pepper, a little touch of olive oil. And there's a little chef's secret here. If you add some ice cubes, you keep a beautiful green colour. Now, I recommend trying to keep your pesto as dry as possible. So you're going to have a spatula to hand. It's going to be quite difficult to get it going in the blender, but the hard work is really, really worth it. Once you've made that, I would put aside in the fridge and I'd get your favourite book out and read for 3 hours and wait for those tomatoes to cook. About half an hour before your tomatoes are ready, we're going to make ourselves a really simple tempura batter. And that's with 250 grams of corn flour or potato starch, either will work just the same. 500 grams, preferably, of 00 pasta flour. If not, plain flour will work. And then 1 liter of soda water. Now, the secret here is get the soda water as cold as you can. Put it in the fridge for a couple of hours or put it in the freezer for 10 minutes. And the colder it is, the better result you're going to get. In a pan on the side, we're going to have a saucepan, preferably with a thick bottom, and we're going to start to heat some sunflower oil to fry the tomatoes. We're aiming for about 165 degrees, which means that if you're doing it in a small saucepan at home, I recommend taking the oil to 180 degrees, and that way when you drop the tomatoes in, the temperature of the oil will drop and they're going to cook really nicely. Once you've reached about 180 degrees, you've got to work quite quickly so you don't burn the oil. We're going to take those beautiful tomatoes that are now dry out the oven. We're going to dip them in the batter and then straight into the oil. And we're going to flip them, I would say, after about 10 seconds and just shake them every now and again. They should be ready in about 2 minutes. If you touch them with a pair of metal tongs, you'll see that they start to get crispy on the outside, and that signifies that they're ready. They've been cooked already, so don't worry about the tomatoes. Just worry about how crispy your batter is. And then pluck them out. And we go on to some kitchen cloth to get rid of all of that oil. Give them a little shake over the oil before you come out to the kitchen cloth. Works really, really well for us. And once you've done that, a generous dollop of your anchovy pesto, which you've set aside, and there you have it.
Thanks to Joshua Owens-Begler for this week's recipe, and do check out his restaurant Angelina in London's Dalston. It has just reopened after the pandemic. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.